defense, keeping them out of transition, second chances, and just playing tough.
This team was very explosive. They were down 10, then turned it on and went on some crazy run to get up 15 or whatever. What do you got to do to keep them from getting those explosive spurts?
We can't let them get easy baskets. Like I said, transition, we got to keep them in front of us. Even on made baskets, we got to sprint back. Can't allow second chance opportunities. And, you know, we just got to help each other defensively because they got – guys who can shoot the ball, they can spread it out, they can drive it. So, you know, we just got to be locked in defensively.
Devontae, coach, within the last couple of weeks, kind of, he said something to the effect that he thinks you guys perform better when you are challenged by a program or a named school that's close to what you are.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that to any extent?
I think that's the case for most teams, you know, because when you're playing another big-time program and it's – especially at this time of the year, you know, it's when to go home. So, you know, everybody's going to come out and try to get their best shot 110% each possession. So, you know, it's Michigan State. It's Kansas versus Michigan State. The coaches don't got to get us hyped for that or nothing like that. We ready.
Hey, style-wise, what kind of game do you expect?
Say again?
Style-wise, what kind of game do you expect?
I was just telling the CBS people that it might be a track meet because they like to play fast. We like to play fast and I feel like it'd be a real good, entertaining game.
And then, obviously, you guys, most games, if not all games, have a coaching advantage. If you believe that, they're going to believe the same thing about their guy. What do you make of the coaching matchup?
I mean, it's two legendary coaches going at it with two legendary programs. So, you know, both coaches to be locked in just as well as the players.
Do you think about that much? What an advantage coaching is on your side?
I mean, I, of course, would pick my coach over any coach, and I'm sure Michigan State players would do the same, but I haven't really thought about it like that.
Normally, this is kind of the second round or whatever. It's kind of the area where a lot of first number one seeds kind of go out. What do you feel like you got to do to keep from, you know, losing in this round?
Oh, we just got to play our game. You know, we can't get caught up in, you know, the one-on-ones or, you know, trying to outdo your position. We just got to play how we played yesterday and share the ball, play inside out, and lock in defensively.
What do you think of Josh's debut in the tournament? He made a couple pretty impressive shots.
He was great yesterday. I felt like he was real calm and played free-minded like Coach wanted him to, and just being aggressive was what he needed him to do.
Did that ever come as a surprise to you, what he does on the court?
Nah, man. I see it every day in practice. He's a real special freshman.
Landon said the start is so important. It's obviously every game, but he said especially this day and against this team.
Yeah.
Agree?
Yeah, you got to come out to a good start. You can't let them punch you in the mouth and get down early. You want to come out real aggressive, especially on the defensive end and focused.